You're listening to Sportcology with Olympian Jungle Jim Hunter. Well, it's now time for the Business in Sport with Partnership Group Sponsorship Specialist, Chris Reed. Chris, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
You know, my emails have come in strong about this whole social media thing and what's happening with it. And all it left me with, as I said last time, was more questions. And one of the questions that was on my mind right away was media demographics as it relates to social media. You know, what is the demographics that revolve around this? Because I'm sure that everybody that's listening is wondering, is this adults? Is this kids? Is this seniors? You know, who's doing this?
Well, it's an interesting question, and in fact, what I'd like to do is give you some background on that and get your reaction to whether you're okay. Surprised at this or not. Fastest growing demographic on Twitter, believe it or not, is 55 to 64-year-old bracket.
Holy smokes. Are you serious?
Yeah, and that demographic's grown 80% since 2012.
Wow. I would have thought it would have been the younger set.
Yeah, that's what everybody thinks. So obviously from a brand perspective, there's probably a lot of focus on the younger users with the content they post.
Mm-hmm.
So they could be missing a very important demographic. Same with Facebook and Google Plus.
Okay.
45 to 54 age bracket is the fastest growing.
Now, is there a reason why we're seeing that people my age do this and respond?
Well, I think they're essentially sort of late adapters, right? You got the early adapter, which is the younger mm-hmm. kids and whatnot, and I think the older generation has some more time now with the whole baby boomer set retiring or retired, and they have some time to dabble in it. And I think they're seeing value in it and getting comfortable with it, so there's not the sort of the fear of the unknown. So there's a real surge right now, which those sort of savvy brands that do the research are taking advantage of.
From your research and your working with companies and organizations, was this a surprise? Did you expect it to be this, or was the focus this is going to be attached to those under 35, or was this expected by you guys?
No. It surprised a lot of people. I think everybody assumed it skewed to a younger age group, and they were the tech-savvy group, and those were the ones you should look to market towards. So, again, just another benefit of research that helps people develop strategies and plans moving forward to take advantage of that and to provide, ultimately, content for their customers or fans so that they can keep them engaged.
Wow. You just gave me another tool that I can go to my kids and say, look it, I'm ahead of you.
There you go. I mean, the other interesting one is from a Facebook standpoint.
Sure.
There's 189 million Facebook users who are mobile only. So they don't take part in Facebook on their desktop or laptop. Where they're looking at this is from their smartphone.
Wow.
So, I mean, that opens up a lot of opportunities from a content standpoint where the way in which you deliver it, because people are looking at a smartphone, you don't need the big graphics and all of that. So, you want to make sure you're providing content in a manner in which they can view it most easily if it's on a smartphone.
You're listening to the Business in Sport with Partnership Group Sponsorship Specialist Chris Reed. Chris, are there other statistical anomalies or reflections here from a demographic of social media that you were surprised at or that we should be surprised about?
Yeah, no, there's lots. I mean, YouTube, for example, reaches more U.S. adults aged 18 to 34 than any cable network. So think about that. I mean, that's huge. So if from a brand perspective, if they're looking to reach the masses and they thought TV was the obvious way to do that, well, if they're going after the 18 to 34-year-old market, which is a significant one in the U.S., they'd have more luck reaching them through YouTube. So again, being strategic in this manner and being armed with this type of research is significant.
Wow. It is going to change the way people do things more and more. Like I don't know about you, but I see people today never engaged in conversation, but I do see people, whether it's on an elevator, an escalator, in a lobby, you know, anywhere where people are just standing and waiting for whatever circumstance it is. Man, almost everybody I see is, has their face buried in some type of device. And it's amazing to me. And now I realize what they're doing.
Yeah, no, exactly. And it leads me to kind of the last stat here. 25% of smartphone owners aged 18 to 44 say they can't recall the last time their smartphone wasn't next to them. So, I mean, it travels with them everywhere. So the, you know, the 25% of that age group, and it's not a slim margin, right? 18 to 44. Can't remember the last time their smartphone was not within arm's reach.
You know, all I can think about is that the effect on our social activity is going to be completely different from now on. Because, you know, I mean, social media may be a great thing and a positive thing from one perspective, but from another perspective, the interaction with human beings is becoming less and less. And it's, I don't know, that disturbs me, actually.
Yes, no, it's certainly something to consider. But the, I mean, the other thing on the positive side with this is, at least with the brands doing this type of research and knowing their demographic and targeting, being able through social media to target that demographic, people should be getting what they want when they want versus being inundated with stuff they don't want. So that's key in all of this.
Absolutely. Where can people get more information?
Partnershipgroup.ca is the website, and we've got reams of information on not just ourselves and everything we can provide help with, but also the industry itself and white papers, industry events, and the like. So encourage everyone to take a look at the website.
Folks, if you want more information, you want to learn about this, if you missed the first three for the last 4 weeks, Chris Reed and I have been talking about the effects of social media, the impact of it. You can go to their website, the Partnership Group, or you can go to our website. It's posted there, or you can listen to it on our app, Sportcology. Even we're involved in the social media. We're trying to do what we can. But, boy, this is worth knowing, folks. And if you get a chance, call these guys up and learn as much as you can from them. You have been listening to The Business in Sport with Partnership Group sponsorship specialist Chris Reed. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
I want to thank my guests, my sponsors, and of course the radio station that carries this program. You miss any portion of the show, go to junglegym.ca. If you have any comments, suggestions, or ideas, write me at excellence@sportcology.com. Programs produced at the Sportcology Institute are designed to motivate, educate, and communicate excellence in life by giving the Olympic and Paralympic community a voice. And last, we want to thank you for listening to